This is a sermon from the archives of the First Congregational United Church of Christ in Algona, Iowa. Our legacy project reminds you that God is still speaking and no one is a stranger.
Today we read from the 17th chapter of the Gospel of Luke. As he continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voice, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice, and he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." Let's join together in our affirmation of faith. We believe in God, creator of all things, heavenly Father and Mother, soul of love, wisdom and power, ruler of all that is and all that is to come, who is mystery yet revealed. We follow Christ, God's chosen one, who loved and served humbly, who healed the broken and included the outcast, who chose to suffer rather than harm for the sake of the healing of all creation, who gave his life for our redemption, and who was raised by God to new life. In his teaching, in his death and resurrection, and in his presence with us in all circumstances, he reveals God to us. He calls us to serve him for the sake of proclaiming God's grace. We trust that he accompanies us and will help, guide, heal, and defend us through all difficulty and suffering. We believe the Holy Spirit sustains us and guides us and empowers us as servants of God's grace. We live as the body of Christ in the power of forgiveness and the reality of resurrection and the light of eternal life. Amen.
Our focus scripture this morning is from the book of Jeremiah. The prophet Jeremiah sent a letter from Jerusalem to the few surviving elders among the exiles, to the priests and the prophets, and to all the people Nebuchadnezzar had taken to Babylon from Jerusalem. The Lord of heavenly forces, the God of Israel, proclaims to all the exiles I have carried off from Jerusalem to Babylon, "Build houses and settle down. Cultivate gardens and eat what they produce. Get married and have children. Then help your sons find wives and your daughters find husbands in order that they too may have children. Increase in number there so that you don't dwindle away. Promote the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because your future depends on its welfare." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. We've been exiled. Did you know that? All of us here this morning have been exiled. You know, exiled, displaced, moved from one place to another, from your homeland to another place, an unfamiliar place. Now, we may not think that we have, but it's true. It has happened. It is happening. It will happen to all of us in all of our lives as individuals and collectively as communities and nations and the world. Again and again, we will be exiled. What may come to mind when we think about being displaced is like the refugees from Syria, or those that have been displaced from their homes from Hurricane Matthew in Haiti and the other countries and people in the track of that storm. Maybe folk that just been displaced by the flooding that we experienced in this state and around the country in the last few weeks and months. Those folk are exiled, of course. But are we really? We're exiled? Not that I can recall. Well, think about it this way. I was thumbing through one of the resources I have that specifically speaks to how to explain, to talk about different scripture readings, lectionary readings with children. And they define exile this way. If you are exiled, you're stuck where you don't want to be. And we've all been in those places, haven't we? Stuck where we don't want to be. Some unfamiliar thing, some unfamiliar place in our lives. Now, the culprit in much of the exiling, what exiles us, is just plain old change in our lives, change in the world. Think about it. Most of us here are able to remember a time before terrorism in the world was a big deal, right? Never even heard of the word. But now we know it. Now we're in a different place that it wasn't there in the times past. And we don't like it very much. We're stuck here. Don't really want to be here, but we're stuck. How about some other things that exile us, like maybe climate change? Just plain old confidence in the future of the world, of our country. We don't like it, but we're stuck with it. We're stuck in it. Ever lose a job? You've been exiled. Stuck in an unfamiliar place where you'd rather not be. Ever lost a home or moved to a different place? That's unfamiliar territory. That's exiled. Lost a spouse, a family member? That's a place we'd really rather not be. We've been exiled. Even kids, young kids are exiled. Maybe they're stuck in a reading group in school that they'd rather not be in. They want to be with their friends in another group. Maybe they're in a class at school that they don't like, that they feel unfamiliar with, that they can't handle. And even here in the church, we feel exiled, don't we? Stuck where we'd rather not be. Remembering different times, better times, so we think. Exiled. We know from this little piece of scripture we shared from Jeremiah that Israel was stuck where they didn't want to be, exiled by Babylon. It was unfamiliar territory, uncomfortable. They didn't like it one bit. There were some prophets that got to go along on the exile. Lucky them, huh? Some of these prophets were telling the folk in exile, you know, this isn't going to be very long. God's going to take care of this. We're only going to be for maybe a year or two. Then you're going to get to go home and everything's going to be okay. Well, that made them feel pretty good. But then they get this letter from Jeremiah. And what does Jeremiah say? Well, it's a paraphrase. He said, folks, it's going to be a while before you get to go home again. In fact, about, as the historians have figured out just through reading, about 70 years before you're going to get to return. Not 2 years. It's going to be a while. So live your life. Settle down. Raise families. Live your lives there. Pray for the community, the place you live, because your welfare depends on that. Your welfare is dependent upon the welfare of the place that you are. This, says Jeremiah, is the new normal. And we're experiencing the new normal all the time. I can imagine some of the folk that received that letter from Jeremiah thinking or saying, well, thanks a lot, Jeremiah. That's cheery news. That we didn't need to hear. That's not what we want to hear. We don't like it here. We're stuck here and we want to get out. Well, it's not going to happen. At least not yet. They may not like it, but it doesn't mean that one has to like it. We sure don't like it when we're exiled. We're uncomfortable with that. Part of Jeremiah's advice is this. You don't have to like it, but don't get stuck there. Don't get stuck there in not liking it. Don't get bogged down by it. Don't be immobilized by it. Live your life. Live your life, because the news doesn't have to be good in order to live out the good news, does it? So wherever you are, wherever you feel like you're stuck, be a blessing and bless others. Jeremiah's letter isn't news of a quick fix, a short duration. What it is a call to a deeper faith, a deeper hope, a deeper trust, and a deeper patience with God. For God is still at work, even in an exile. If you read a little farther down about verse 11 in this little piece that we shared this morning from Jeremiah, God says this, I know the plans that I have in mind for you. Plans for peace, not disaster. To give you a future filled with hope. Well, it may not seem like it at the time. It may not feel like it when we're stuck where we don't want to be. It sure didn't feel that way to Israel, but God's promises of a future still are there, still exist, still will come to pass, because God loves and cares for us and is still at work and won't leave us where we are. Any of us. Ralph Waldo Emerson says this about God, even in the midst of exile. These are good words. All I have seen, he says, teaches me to trust the Creator, for all I have not seen. When we're stuck in a place that we don't want to be, we get stuck in the situation we're in, not looking to see what is ahead because we can't see it, but we can trust in God's presence and promises. When we're in exile, and all of us are, the best advice, I think, comes from Jeremiah. Live your life. Carry on. For God is at work. In the words of the refrain from the song that we sang just a little bit ago, The Lord of the Dance, dance wherever you may be. Amen.
This broadcast is part of the Legacy Project of the First Congregational United Church of Christ of Algona, Iowa, where we continue to remind you that God is still speaking and no one is a stranger.